Well, it's my pleasure to introduce Mindy Tenenbaum, president of DNA My Dog, who has developed a DNA test for your dog. Welcome to the Pet Radio Show, Mindy.
Hi, Robert. Thanks for having me.
I'm really rather fascinated by this. I mean, we seem to be hearing about DNA in every possible application now in our lives, and now it's something we can use as a tool for our pets. What did you have in mind when you came up with this idea of using DNA tests for your dog, I presume, to tell you what diseases he may be prone to or other things, but what led you to do this?
Well, I certainly would like to say that I developed the test, but I did not. It was a DNA test that had been around, and we... I started selling it for another company because I saw a lot of potential with the test, and we did really well with it. So we ended up buying the company, buying the lab, and for ourselves. And the way that the test originally started, from my perspective, was as a tool to show people in the growing world of people who adopt shelter dogs and who have mutts and things like that, to learn what the breeds are in their dogs. And then from there, it helps people have a better understanding of the behavioral traits and some of the genetic diseases they may be prone to. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so that's sort of how we started.
Is this more beneficial to people who have purebreds or mutts, or does it really not make a difference?
It would not be overly beneficial. We do some specific genetic testing, but our DNA My Dog test would not be beneficial to somebody who had a purebred, because the main use of our test is to discover what the breeds are in your dog. So if you bought like a purebred German Shepherd, you're not going to buy a test that's going to come back and say, hey, guess what? You have a purebred German Shepherd.
Right.
It's not going to help you.
Right.
Where it does help some people is if they get a dog from maybe a place they maybe shouldn't have got, less reputable breeder, I'll call it.
Right.
And they get a German Shepherd and they think, yeah, I don't know if this is a German Shepherd. So sometimes
Right.
people will test it just to see if, in fact, they did get the dog that they were supposed to get.
I see. So that is primarily what you're testing for, is the lineage of the dog, I guess.
Exactly.
It's breeding lineage. That's interesting, because my dog's a mutt, and the person I got him from told me what they thought he was, and I've always been curious if that was the case or not.
Right. Well, that's not exactly what we do. Exactly. Curiosity is our number one motivator for people getting our test. And it's usually exactly like, I have this mutt and someone told me it was this, but I don't know if it's that, and I think it's this, and usually comes back something else altogether. But it's usually that's why people buy the test.
But there are medical reasons for it as well?
There can be medical reasons in that there, you know, as many people may know, there are certain genetic diseases that are common in specific breeds. So if you don't know the breed in your dog, you may not be aware of some of the conditions that they may be prone to, so certain eye conditions or hip dysplasia or cancers or, any number of hundreds of different
Right.
diseases. So we provide a little snapshot of what those diseases may be. And we also have a test where people can go into further detail. But generally speaking, we give you a little snapshot of, with every breed that comes up in your dog, these are the diseases that they may be prone to. And if we give them a little bit of information about what those, what those could look like. And then we recommend that if you have any concerns about any of that, you take your results to your vet and go over it in more detail.
Oh, interesting. So I presume this can be done, you're in Canada, correct?
Yes.
And I presume that this can be done by anyone living anywhere in Canada or the U.S. or...
In the world. We test all over the world. Yes. So we send you a kit, and it's got two very long, they look like Q-tips, and it's like CSI style. You know, you just swab the inside of your dog's cheek, and you let it air dry in the envelopes we give you, and they're like post, there's return postage on them. You let it air dry and you pop it back in the mail. And then when we get it here at our lab, we extract the DNA from your sample and we sequence it and we analyze it and we report back to you all of the breeds in your dog by percentage.
Now I can remember, at least not that I'm an expert or anything, but I can remember hearing about DNA tests years and years ago, I think when it was just kind of the technology was just getting started. I seem to remember back in the early days that there was some question about the accuracy of DNA tests and how accurate the information or the results
right.
were. Have they made progress since then?
Well, yes and no. I'm gonna turn it around and say the tests have not made progress, but people's understanding of what DNA can do has made progress. We've been doing this for 10 years, and I'm going to say we spent the first 3 or 4 of our years of our company arguing with people who told us that there is absolutely no way you can get the breeds of a dog through DNA, and that it's a scam, and that it's not accurate, and that it's not possible, when in fact it was, and it still is possible, but people just assumed it wasn't. So oftentimes people would call us and go, oh, my friend's cousin's sister had a purebred registered Labrador retriever and they tested it and it came back Chihuahua. And we're like, show me the dog, show me the test, because it's impossible. So it was a little bit of misinformation floating around out there. But I think, you know, now, like with the Ancestry.com and 23andMe and people having a better understanding of DNA and what it can do, we rarely get people who think that way anymore. And if anything, when people do have an issue with their results, they generally seem to think that maybe there was contamination or something went wrong with their sample, but we don't hear so much anymore that it's not possible or the results aren't accurate.
The technology has progressed some, though, over the years, hasn't it? Because I thought at one time it took a very long time to get the results back.
You're absolutely right. So two things happened. First of all, the technology has gotten more efficient, and then also because of the increase in DNA testing, the cost has really, really come down. So you're 100% right. A test that maybe used to cost $270 and take 6 weeks, you know, to perform now costs, you know, $68 and takes a couple weeks, you know, like 5 days even to perform. Wow. So yes, the technology's gotten a lot better.
Is there ever any question of accuracy anymore? I mean, it's pretty...
Oh, sure. There's definitely questions of accuracy. We definitely, you know, strive to offer the most accurate test possible. Where, you know, we have some issues is that, you know, I'm sending you a test, and you're sending me a sample. What are you sending me? Did you follow the instructions? Did
right.
you take a good sample? Was your dog having mouth-to-mouth contact or oral, you know, contact with another dog that would contaminate the sample?
Huh.
Did your dog just eat something, which we tell you not to, you know, do? So there's many reasons, there's many factors that can affect the quality of the sample.
Huh.
So sometimes we do get tests, and we do have a lot of systems in place to make sure if there's contamination or if there's DNA missing or there's something wrong, we can usually spot it, and we ask for 2 samples, and we'll either test the second sample, or if it's really bad, we'll just send out a new test and test from fresh samples. But sometimes it escapes our protocol, and it goes through, and it's not an accurate test because there's something wrong with the sample, and we'll always retest for people. That's not a problem, but there's definitely, you know, a number of reasons that could lead to an inaccurate test. But having said that, if you follow the instructions and you give us a good sample, you're going to get perfect results.
Very good. Well, so I can find out if my dog really is a cross between a beagle, pug, corgi, and American Eskimo.
Yes, you can. And yes, you can. Is that really what you think your dog is?
Well, that's what I was told. I was told that the one parent, now, of course, there's probably other things in there, too. But they told me that one parent was a beagle pug mix, which could mean other things as well, what probably does. And then the other parent was a corgi American Eskimo mix. So throw them all together, and I guess that's.
Oh, wow, your dog must be really cute. That's a really cute mix.
But he looks more like a Puggle than anything else. He certainly doesn't have look anything like an American Eskimo or a corgi. He doesn't have the
dwarf legs, genetics is a random thing, okay? And it comes down at 50% per parent. So if you have a pug corgi mix and you have an American Eskimo, I don't remember what the other breed was.
Well, it was American Eskimo corgi and the other one was beagle pug.
Okay, so you could have a beagle pug and an American Eskimo corgi, and you're getting 50% of the genes from each parent. So it's possible with the one with the was it beagle corgi? Mm-hmm. You could just get the corgi, or you could just get the beagle, and with the other one, you could just get the American Eskimo, or you could just get the one breed from each.
Wow.
So a lot of people will have those designer dog, like a Labradoodle. And so you take a Labrador Retriever and you take a Poodle, and then you're going to get 50% from the Lab and you're going to get 50% from the Poodle, and there's your Labradoodle. But if people start breeding Labradoodles, you can get 50% of the Lab from one dog and 50% of the Lab from the other, and no Poodle, and two Labradoodles can make a Lab, and two Labradoodles can make a Poodle, or you can get 75-25. So your dog, that may have been the parents from your dog, but your dog might not have inherited some of those breeds because it's only getting half randomly from each parent. So in that random inheritance, they may have only ended up getting one breed.
I also don't know how accurate their own guesswork is or something.
They're not accurate, probably. But, usually people make their best guess, and in my experience, the more breeds they rhyme off, the less they know, because you can't know that.
Yeah. And a beagle pug mix, the key there is mix could include, it doesn't mean that that both were purebreds either. I mean, they could have all sorts of things.
All sorts of things, of course. Of course, exactly.
Well, you've said you've been doing this for 10 years?
Yeah, that's right.
So this is nothing new for you. You must be old pros at this.
Old pros, yes. But we love it.
Well, what's the best way for people to contact you?
They can go to dnamydog.com and they can look, there's a lot of information there. We have a pretty good FAQ section. We have lots of samples of other people who have tested, and they can, they can see how they feel about it, and they can order a test from there if they want one.
So they order it online from you, and then do you mind telling me how much it costs?
Sure. So it's $68.99, and that includes postage, everything. That's your one price for everything. So you order it online. We send it out to you. We have an office in New York. It goes from there if you're ordering from the U.S. So you get it, within 2, 3, 4 days. You have all the instructions to take your dog sample. You swab your dog's cheek. You put it in the envelope, air dry it, send it back to us. And you have a customer code where you can go online and register your test. And then when the results are ready, they'll go into that account and they'll get emailed to you. And you'll get a level breakdown of all of the breeds that were found in the dog, plus some information about all the breeds that were found. It's up to the customer if they want to send a picture. They'll have a picture of the dog on the certificate, and it's a really nice certificate. And if they don't want to send one, they'll still have... and it won't have the picture, but it's still a really nice certificate with the dog's information on it.
Oh, so you provide an actual certificate that states everything, and they can frame it and hang it on their wall
We want. We have people who have sent us pictures of like a wall with 5 or 6 certificates of all the dogs that they've tested on it. They can do whatever they want with it, yes. And we also have a service now that we just started offering for free as part of the test, called Life Plan, and you can go in and register your test through our Life Plan site, and that gives you a lot of information about your dog, and you can set it up with your vet. It helps you, navigate any of the health risks associated with your dog in more detail. You can learn about different nutritional things about your dog. You can put in all your information to keep it in one spot, like if you want to put in your insurance or your dog's registration numbers, or if they have a microchip, and you can put in like your grooming information. You can have it remind you about vet appointments, and you can print off all the information and share it with your vet, and you can upload your vet records into it. It's just at one place if you want to keep track of everything. It's really good.
Kind of like having your own database for your dog.
That's exactly what it is. We were really lucky. It was originally designed for vets to work with their clients, but we partnered with some other genetic tests with a company that runs it, so they let us have it, offer it to our clients at no charge. So that was amazing, yeah.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
All right, so that they order it online, pay for it online when they order it, I presume, and then you send them a kit with all the with all the instructions and what to do and get the sample, and they send it back to you. Did you say that they've already, the shipping to send it back is already included?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then you get the, when you get the sample back from them, then you run all the tests and whatever, and then email the results to them. They don't have to wait for you to snail mail something to them. It's all
email. It's a PDF, yeah.
PDF, okay. And then from there, they can also get involved in this thing that you were talking about, this like a database, and that's all from your website, right?
Yeah, they go in, we give them a little code with their results, and they can go into, they can click through onto that code, and then they can go, you know, as deep as they want to with whatever information they want, and they can set the life plan up in the way that works the best for them. Yeah.
So how long does that whole process take from the time that they mail in the sample to you, from the time that they you have all the results online and emailed to them?
Well, from the time we get their sample, because I don't, you know, how long it takes in the mail, like 3, 5, 6 days. We promise people results in 2 weeks or less by the time we receive their sample. And right now we're doing them in about a week to a week and a half. So it doesn't take very long.
Yeah, very good. All right. Well, it sounds very interesting, and it sounds like something fun.
Oh, it is fun. People have little contests about it and things. Yeah, people have a lot of fun with it.
Well, I can hardly wait to get a test done for Buster Boy. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Well, thank you so much.